Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you this morning. It's Monday morning. Good Monday morning. How's everyone feeling? We have had an exceptional weekend. We gathered Saturday night at New Wine Ministries, and a wonderful word of the Lord was presenting. Yesterday, as we gathered together in our afternoon service, young people were coming up testifying before the church that they have never felt the presence of God like they did yesterday. A number of accounts that way. Holy Spirit moving amongst the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition. Psalm 91. And to all of you who have given your gift, your Passover offering, the Exodus chapter 23, seven blessings of the Passover offering are yours in the name of Jesus, where God is going to make sure that you get to your place that he's prepared for you by the end of this year. He's going to be an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversaries. He is going to bless your food. He's going to bless your water supply. He's going to take sickness away from you, and he's going to send his fear before you. Exodus 23, those are the blessings connected to the Passover offering. And one of the great scriptures, by the way, in Exodus chapter 12, we know that that's the Passover, right? Well, in Acts chapter 12, remember the story? Peter was in prison during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The angel of the Lord came and set him free. Peter woke up when he was outside and said, "Now I know that the Lord has sent his angel." He was referring to the Passover angel. And I pray that that Passover angel is guiding, directing, utilizing all of the power of heaven to make sure that you get to where God wants you to be. Whatever's going on in this world, there is an economy in heaven. There are the kingdoms of this world, and there is the kingdom of God. You have been born again out of the kingdoms of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Your reality is lived out within God's kingdom economy. If you don't believe that yet, if you think that God has abandoned you to live in this world and of this world, you don't know the word of God yet. There is an entrance, there is an access, and you have gotten that access by the baptism of the Holy Spirit to operate in another reality. It is a spiritual reality. It is a spiritual kingdom. But when one is guided into it. When one accesses the kingdom, the spiritual kingdom, by faith and the word of God, suddenly it begins to have impact on your life. That's why the Apostle Paul could say, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Why? Because we are of the kingdom, the heavenly kingdom of God. Jesus said 2,000 years ago, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is in the midst of you. The kingdom of God is within you. And that is true because it's the Holy Spirit that brings the kingdom of God into our lives. So we can have our minds rampaged by all the reports of the world and try to juggle the act about who's right, who's wrong. Or we could be navigated into the kingdom. We could find rest. We could find peace. We could find joy. We could find purpose, destiny. We could find the blessing and the benefit that comes from being in the kingdom. And ladies and gentlemen, that kingdom is more real than the kingdoms of this world. Now, the kingdoms of this world eventually are going to become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that in Revelation chapter 11, I believe it is, that the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God is swallowing up, there's no doubt. So the world is in turmoil. The next wave is on the way. The next wave is going to bring anarchy. We said that a while ago. We're now watching what's going on across the country. Protests, demands. We want to go back outside. We want to stop all this nonsense. People are becoming unnerved, and we said that was going to happen. And what we're going to see, because of different things that are going to happen, the provocation in the human race, and right here in America, is people are no longer going to be subdued and willing to go along with the status quo. They're going to become unnerved, and they're going to become violent. Unfortunately, today we're waking up to a weekend slaughter in the country of Canada where 19 people were shot and killed on a rampage coming out of Canada. You will not believe the 51-year-old dentist, blonde hair, blue eyes, family man, that he took on a uniform of a police officer up near Nova Scotia, I believe is where it was, and he had a mock vehicle, police vehicle, and he went on a rampage where he killed 19 people over the weekend. Then he was shot and killed at a truck stop somewhere where they finally found him after a 12-hour manhunt. My point of even bringing that up is that the world is still going crazy. People that you, and they said everybody liked him in the neighborhood. He was very conservative, and he was a likable guy. And when you look at him, you think, my God, this guy, a dentist, I mean, that was helping people, goes on a rampage. What snapped in his brain? We'll never know. He was shot and killed, right? Well, again, on another front, another war is happening where in Minnesota, a little grade school, there's a huge challenge because the LGBTQ community wants their rainbow flag in the school. And so the big adults are battling it out. And it looks like the LGBTQ community is going to get their flag to shape the minds of those young third graders. Again, nothing's changing in the world, from the invasive homosexual agenda into the minds of the masses, as young as our little children being brainwashed by that doctrine. There's a new indoctrination in America, but it was going unheeded before the coronavirus, right? Well, it's not gone away. And what is the CDC telling everybody to do? This morning, the CDC is telling all those patients that smoke marijuana, you better get a 2-week supply. So while you cannot go get a hip replacement or get your joints fixed because that's non-essential, what is essential is you get your dope, because you got to smoke your dope, man, because the more the people can come under the delusion of drugs, you know, the pharmakia spirit, the more stupid they get. And this is what the CDC is actually telling people to do that need marijuana to survive. Isn't it funny? For 6,000 years, you didn't need marijuana to deal with your medical problems. But today, the same people that promote abortion, the same people today that promote homosexuality, the same people today that promote pornography, the same people today that promote all this garbage, they promote drug use. And now the CDC is behind that. So again, it is the craziest show on earth. But you don't have to be a part of it. I don't have to be a part of it. We can continue to live in the destiny, in the abundance of a born-again life with spiritual quality, regardless of what's going on in this world. We have hope of eternal life. I want to share with you just a few things. I'm going to get into some pretty deep territory today, okay? And what I'm going to do, and I don't normally do this, I'm going to share with you some information that a friend sent me, and it is powerful information, and I'll tell you where it came from. But you see, every day somebody's putting a new report in front of my face. Every day someone's saying, look over here, this is what's really going on. And then someone puts something in my face over here and says, look over here, this is what's going on. And I refuse to look. I don't want to go, because I'll be going back and forth, which is okay. You have to, you know, be educated, but the truth is the only thing that I'm interested in. All right? I already know through the Word of God that in the last days, the number one thing is going to be happening in this world is deception. Deception is going to run rampant, and the false prophets are not just relegated to church prophets. It's the false prophetic news narratives. It's the false prophetic and teaching mantles that the world is bringing to us. We're all listening to false prophets on TV every day, depending on what news channel that you're listening to. So I already know that I cannot expect pure, unadulterated truth to come regarding what's happening. We still don't know who shot JFK. We still don't know what happened in 1941 on December 7th. We still don't know the things that happen in our country, who blew up the Twin Towers in 9/11/2001. Half the people believe it's one thing. Another half believe it's another. People, the information, the truth is always buried. And everybody speculates on what the truth is. And there are times where you go, well, maybe it's this and maybe it's that. I have found it safest to read my Bible. I know we are living in the last days because the level of deception is everywhere. Even the elect of God can be deceived. Now, none of us want to be deceived, and so maybe the wisdom is search out this and search out that and spend time looking at this and spend time looking at that. That may be the reality, and that may be a way to educate. Chew the meat, spit out the bones. Anything that does not line up with the Word of God is suspect to me. So if you read articles, you're listening to people on this side and that side, make sure you remember, it's got to line up with the Word of God. This is a safeguard for us today, especially when Christ is telling us that He is our peace in the midst of the storm. We don't have to panic. We don't have to worry. We don't have to become confused. We don't have to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine that's out there, regardless of who it comes from. Ladies and gentlemen, you have stepped into the end time reality. And I do know this, and this is why I'm going to read this article to you, because to me, this is from a more biblical narrative. In other words, what is really going on in our world right now? And you could hear the tones of it if you're looking, and then you could read the Bible and say, that makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of truth in that. And so with that being said, first of all, good morning once again to this Monday morning broadcast. And, you know, I was going to be just taking it easy today, and Patricia looked at me and she said, you need to get on the air. You need to get on radio. So I did. So I'm not sure how many people are listening, how many are watching, but I'm going to share with you information, and it's probably going to take a good 12 to 15 minutes to get it out. But within the context of this information, there's truth, okay? And the truth is what sets us free, because I'm going to back it up in the Word of God, okay? So join me in a journey of some information that a friend of mine who has been accurate through the years has some incredible insights, and his insights have proven true time and again. And We're not giving any emphasis to the vessel. We are only vessels, but the Holy Spirit imparts information, revelation, spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence to whomsoever is seeking. Seek and you shall find. Well, the gentleman that sent this to me is a seeker. I can guarantee you that. It's not just whimsical, hey, let's get on the internet and find some information. Now, this comes from some very thoughtful pursuit. So without further delay, let's get into this information. You ready? Now, keep yourself in the kingdom. Keep yourself kingdom-minded. And remember where you're at here. Let me just get myself cleared up. All right, so I'm going to begin the article with everything else said. As we're witnessing the second wave begin to preview itself in the protest, because there are three more waves coming. Don't forget that was prophetic. Prophet Michael prophesied there would be three waves. When I was prophesying Ezekiel 14, four sore judgments that God would send upon a land. The first one, the pestilence, is here. There's three more coming, and they are intense, all right? So we know the next wave is coming, and you're seeing it. I personally believe that this is the wave called anarchy, and this is the unnerving reality going to begin in May. It's already started, actually, and here we are. We're not even through April yet. It's already begun, and then we're going to get into the summer of violence months. We'll talk more about that. But here is an article I think we should pay attention to. Draft boards, draft boards in the USA told to update and prepare the Selective Service System has sent a memorandum instructing local draft boards to, quote, make certain any and all vacancies on the local board are filled immediately and that all members are refreshed in the rules and regulations regarding the selective service process. Vacancies must be filled this coming week by Friday, April 24. Refresher studies for selective service rules, exceptions, and the like must begin for existing board members on Monday, April 20th. That's today. And be completed expeditiously. There is presently no draft in the United States, and it would require Congress to implement one again. Congress remains on pro forma session, effectively a recess, for another week or two. The fact this memorandum was out should give every reasonable person pause and a very sharp indication that war is coming. Now, the reason why I believe this continued article is going to go on, because I saw in Ezekiel 14 that one of the four sore judgments was war. It was the sword, when I send the sword of war upon the land. So when, and this has been incubating down deep inside, and I've been hearing the tones that the blame of China, the blame, you know, this thing going on. So when I hear that there's a sharp indication, because the draft board needs to get up again, Congress needs to make a decision to get it going, it sounds like people are going to be drafting once again into a war that we're going into, which is one of the four sore judgments, one of the waves, probably the third wave, in my understanding, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. So, on April 17th, the U.S. removed, listen, strategic assets from first strike danger zone. The United States has suddenly removed all of its forward deployed B-52 bombers from Guam. The official stated reason is one thing, but my former colleagues in the intelligence community tell me something far different, and it is not good. The U.S. Air Force has ended its uninterrupted rotations of bombers to Anderson Air Force Base on Guam, which have been ongoing since 2004, as it shifts to a less predictable concept of operations. Five B-52H Stratofortresses left yesterday, that was on the 17th, with no replacement aircraft in place, bringing an end to what the service had called the Continuous Bomber Presence mission. This notably came just days after the bombers took part in a massive elephant walk readiness drill that also involved six KC-135R aerial refueling tankers, an RQ-4B Global Hawk drone, as well as a U.S. Navy MQ-4C Triton drone, and an MH-60S Seahawk helicopter, which was seen as a significant statement of American resolve aimed at China. Turns out, what the public was told about the move is not the real reason. According to well-placed sources in the United States military, the real reason these strategic bombers were suddenly removed is far worse. The precise explanation provided to me is as follows. Quote, this was a force preservation measure. They wanted them farther away from China because China can launch short or medium-range ballistic missiles and destroy the base before the aircraft can launch. End of quote. Here's an update from 11:48 p.m. At 11:15 p.m. Eastern U.S. time tonight, I got a communication via secure methods informing me of the following verbatim. And here it is. Valhalla, my former FBI code name. Things are very bad, getting worse. Listen closely. COG, or continuity of government, has already gone to Cheyenne Mountain. Department of Homeland Security goes to PN Mountain. Reservists are called up, 1 million. Expats are called home. People are told to stay put at home and get masks. Long-standing military patterns are suddenly changed. War rhetoric against China is at a top. What comes next? I respond with my personal assessment by saying, we are going to war with China. His response to my personal assessment was as follows. Look, China has been caught hacking our infrastructure during the entire time of the outbreak. This would indicate the virus outbreak was not an accident. They are clearly trying to determine what we know about where this virus originated. When they find out that we have found out, we believe they will launch a first strike because they know we will strike them over a bioweapon attack. He went on, it was definitely a man-made virus. It did come from the Wuhan virology lab. China then covered it up and purposely allowed people from Wuhan to travel all over the world. It was not a mistake that they let it spread. Those B-52s were moved because the Pentagon does not leave strategic assets in any place they know will soon be a theater of battle. But it gets worse. The following information is so severe, it is restricted only so as not to cause public panic. The colleague then engaged in the following conversation with me. Here's what the colleague said. Do you recall Operation Gotham in 2017? Yes, that was when the military ran an operation in New York City to test the civil response to a theatrical nuclear attack upon the city. Colleague says, right. Do you know what is taking place in New York City right this minute? Person answers, lots, but what are you referring to? The colleague, Operation Gotham 2020. Oh, no, another exercise? No, says the colleague, preparation. Well, those of us that are listening to this are cautioned not to spread the information too far and wide. It's why we're condensed, you know, conversation we're having. If the masses hear about it, panic could ensue. If you have family or friends you care about who are stable and have self-control, they can get this information. That's why it's being shared with you. But if you start, well, I'm going to just move on from there. Now, please continue, the article says. your preps, by having emergency food, water, medicines, communications, fuel, and such. Things are escalating very severely, and while I cannot say war is imminent, it is certainly getting closer by the hour unless cooler heads prevail. Now, in the Word of God, the sword that comes upon the land is a form of one of God's judgments, is a sword of war. Let me continue in the article, and I think it's plain. I hope that I'm communicating what the article is saying. Okay, let's go on. And again, the only reason I'm doing this, of all the information that I'm getting, is this is the one that bears witness with my spirit that will be one of the four sore judgments, one of the waves that will come to break the empire of Babylon, America, a daughter of Mystery Babylon. Didn't start that way, became that way. Here we are. Next part of this article, China is preparing to start a war with America. I believe that China's actions today may be telegraphing an intent we are choosing to ignore. They show all the signs of a nation preparing to attack America. China seeks a bespoke world run by China with Chinese characteristics, a dream that under Trump was drifting away. China appears to be laying the groundwork for a justified attack on the United States, perhaps in the South China Sea or perhaps elsewhere. It will be a military attack, not an act of terrorism, and the excuse will be America's deliberate transmission of COVID-19 in Wuhan. When the Chinese became accusatory, it's telling that they didn't blame the CIA, always the usual suspect. No, they blamed it on American soldiers. American military deliberately infecting China is an act of war worthy of a military response. In October, the 2019 World Military Games were held in Wuhan. Chinese media triumphantly trumpeted the Americans winning just 8 medals while China won 239. It was then that we supposedly infected Wuhan citizens with the American virus. Did you know that in October of 2019, while they were having exercises in New York City about a plague, that there were also world military games that were being held in Wuhan? Search it out. Check it out. China is now defenestrating foreign media, sending home reports from the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and Washington Post at just the opportune moment. No nation wants journalists around when it is planning a sneak attack. So what did China do? They sent all of them back. All the reporters, they were sent back. And with its economy ravaged by Trump's trade war and the virus shutdown, and now back at full production, while America's economy is in total shutdown and in the grip of an active pandemic, there will never be a better time to attack. Here in America, the Democrats, along with corporate media, eagerly buy China's lies surrounding the nascine of the worldwide pandemic, the propaganda blaming America, the stories of Chinese benevolence, and the efficiency of Chinese methods in getting control of the virus at home. They are actively supporting China's version of the truth. China has every reason to believe they will continue to do so. And by the way, that is confirmed. We saw it on Fox News. We saw it on different news channels where the far left wing media does sympathize with China. They're against Trump. They believe that China is good. So what is being said here is the truth. So when or if China attacks, the left, the Dems, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, will flood the streets with anti-war protesters designed to stop America from responding to China's attacks. After all, don't we deserve it? We elected Trump, didn't we? Is what they'll say. China claims there are no new infections when there is ample evidence that the claim is a lie. But the Chinese know that by the time people understand, it will be too late. they will have struck, and any new cases will be used to bolster their casus belli. Those Chinese who perish in the interim of silence will have died for the fatherland. Now, what is the difference of the United States killing a top terrorist, an Iranian terrorist from the Revolutionary Guard several months ago when he was killed? Okay. It was a so-called, quote unquote, justified attack. China is going to use the same methodology to justify the attack because it was American soldiers they blamed for infecting them after the war games were held and Americans only won 8 medals while 239 medals were won by China. So, very interesting conversation. Now, conservative media have been neither as naive nor as malicious as their mainstream brethren, often writing that China's behavior with the denials and accusations is merely a clumsy and foolish attempt to convince the world. I don't see it this way. I think China is doing this to convince its own citizens more than anyone else. All right. So the Chinese communists can survive the world's condemnations, especially if they defeat America. But they are live, or they live and die by controlling their own population. When they attack an American naval ship in South China Sea, they won't need to worry about the support of their own nation because they will have convinced the people that America started the war and a peaceful and beneficent China was reluctantly and only as a last resort defending itself. China is facing a demographic time bomb and has 10 years to rewrite the facts on the ground. It is facing a quandary of epic proportions. It won't be long before it has the oldest population on the planet. Those people will be old before they are rich. China's business model is existentially flawed. It has extraordinary debt that is multiples of its GDP, having grown exponentially through government funding of empty cities, military buildup, high-speed rail to nowhere, a Belt and Road initiative that's becoming obvious to partner countries as a means of colonialist extortion, and various other non-productive governing or government lending to CCP members. Its vaunted reserves will soon disappear. China is also a nation, thanks to the One Child Initiative, that has hundreds of millions of young men with no prospect of marriage. Hundreds of millions of incel men make for either an angry and expendable fighting force or a bane upon society. China is on the clock. Today, it is formidable with a sophisticated and capable military. The Chinese may be able to win a confrontation, even a war, with the United States. Under Obama's policy of surrender, China had a chance of overtaking us economically while growing its military until its primacy was a fait accompli. But Trump killed that dream with his trade war, exposing the inherent weaknesses of the Chinese economy. And should the aftermath of the pandemic play out without interference, China's position in the world will be irreparably damaged. What does China have to lose? Time is not on China's side. Unless the Chinese destroy us on the field of battle soon, the clock will run out. And the dream of the coming Chinese century will be just that, a dream. Everything they are doing points to them preparing to do so. For China, there will never be a better time to start a war with America. So what happens when we talk about Dmitry Dudeman's vision? All right, let's go back. China and Russia, a vision received by Brother Dmitry Dudeman on April 22nd, 1996. So here's a spiritual component to what we have just been talking about, reading and hearing, something that lines up with the Word of God, and I'll get into that, what I believe may be absolutely glaringly right in our faces that we've ignored for some reason, but here's the vision of Dmitry Dudeman. I prayed, then went to bed. I was still awake when suddenly I heard a trumpet sound. A voice cried out to me, "Stand." In my vision, I was in America. I walked out of my home and began to look for the one who had spoken to me. As I looked, I saw three men dressed alike. Two of the men carried weapons. One of the armed men came to me. "I woke you to show you what is to come," he said. "Come with me." And I didn't know where I was being taken, but when we reached a certain place, he said, "Stop here." A pair of binoculars was handed to me, and I was told to look through them. "Stand there, don't move, and look," he continued. "You will see what they are saying and what they are preparing for America." As I was looking, I saw a great light. A dark cloud appeared over it. I saw the president of Russia, a short, chubby man, who said he was the president of China, and two others. The last two also said where they were from, but I did not understand. However, I gathered they were part of Russian-controlled territory. The men stepped out of the cloud. The Russian president began to speak to the Chinese one. "I will give you the land with all the people, but you must free Taiwan of the Americans. Do not fear. We will attack them from behind." A voice said to me, "Watch where the Russians penetrate America." I saw these words being written: Alaska, Minnesota, Florida. Then the man spoke again. "When America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning." The other two presidents spoke. "We too will fight for you." Each had a place already planned as a point of attack. All of them shook hands and hugged. Then they all signed a contract. One of them said, "We're sure that Korea and Cuba will be on our side too. Without a doubt, together, we can destroy America." The president of Russia began to speak insistently. "Why let ourselves be led by the Americans? Why not rule the world ourselves? They have to be kicked out of Europe too. Then I could do as I please with Europe." The man standing beside me asked, "This is what you saw. They act as friends and say they respect the treaties made together. But everything I've shown you is how it will really happen, Dmitry. You must tell them what is being planned against America. Then, when it comes to pass, the people will remember the words the Lord has spoken." "Who are you?" I asked. "I am the protector of America. America's sin has reached God. He will allow this destruction, for he can no longer stand such wickedness. God, however, still has people that worship him with a clean heart as they do his work. He has prepared a heavenly army to save these people." As I looked, a great army, well armed and dressed in white, appeared before me. "Do you see that?" the man asked. "This army will go to battle to save my chosen ones. Then the difference between the godly and the ungodly will be evident." What an amazing vision from the prophet from Romania, Dmitry Dudeman. Amazing. Final part of this article that I want to share with you. Covert intel. China Communist Party withheld virus. This is the covert intelligence, okay? This is what they're saying. China Communist Party withheld virus info to run computer models on spread rates for military advantage. The covert intelligence sources in Taiwan and on mainland China report the following. People in Taiwan feel that something bad is about to happen as rumors started circulating about forced political changes with pro-China Communist Party members. Chinese army is war hungry. The top generals are literally pushing for confrontations, but amazingly, Premier Xi Jinping, and by the way, how do you spell his name? XI. It's the number six in the middle of 666. The Qi, C-H-I, the Greek for 666, the Qi or the key, they make it hard. The next one is VXI, and then the third letter is stigma. Key Z stigma 666. Well, again, the premier ZXI, the number of a man, something to think about. But again, the top generals are literally pushing for confrontations, but amazingly, Premier Xi Jinping is saying no. ZXI is literally holding back war, but he is losing power as a movement within the CCP is looking to replace him. The CCP is becoming more radical every day. Even mainlanders from China are now saying the CCP propaganda is backfiring, as the average Chinese citizen knows that they lied about the deaths and release of the coronavirus from the laboratory. Because of this, the CCP is becoming more radical. The more radical they become, the less the common people trust them. There is a large group of mainlanders that are radical, maybe 20% of China's overall population, and the CCP is hoping more will join. The reason the CCP waited to tell the world about the virus was because they were running computer models on the spread of the virus around the world, especially Europe and the U.S., to see if there was a military advantage. They concluded 3 million people around the world would die, but China could weaken the U.S. to the point they could make their move, and many other advantages for China. They estimated they would lose 350,000 people to the virus and decided that was acceptable to the CCP leaders. Xi Jinping didn't like it, but went along to stay in. Clearly, there is now a major problem brewing with China, a problem that on its face seems to be heading toward actual hot war. All right, so that's the article that I wanted to share with you today. Now we need to get into the Word of God. And before I go any further, I want to visit our friends that are tuning in this morning. I want to welcome everybody to the program. And if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, maybe you have some comments about what you just heard. And again, of all the information that's circulating around, my heart gravitates to this. And I'm going to get into the Word in just a moment and show you a perspective. And again, we're all students here. Nobody's claiming to know anything as we ought to know yet, unless absolutely revealed by the Spirit of God. But there are some evidences and indications that we could certainly look at. So let me say good morning to our friends on Facebook and YouTube. Sharon, good morning. Sonia, good morning. Dennis, Denny Sossaman, Brother Denny, good morning. Kathy from South Dakota. David, God bless you both. Justin, Christian, welcome, Justin. And again, we're going to have some good commentary out there. So Sonia is telling us right now, CCP is beyond dangerous. They are evil and they have an agenda to destroy our country. It's a sad truth. So Christopher, thank you for your comment. Christopher, I don't think he agrees that Z is the number. What I would encourage you to do, Christopher, is go to your concordance, look up the word or the number 666, break it down, and it is CHI, then a pause, then the XI, then a pause, and then stigma. And so we're not saying anything absolutely. It's only interesting that it's the number of a man. 666 is the number of a man. And it just is interesting that XI is in the very heart of the 666. We're not making any particular claims, but it is there. And you should really search that out. I want to say good morning to Brother Clarence. God bless you from Richmond, Virginia. Clarence, love to hear from you this morning. And from our friend Karen Charles. Good morning to you in Ohio, Karen Charles. So we have a lot of people that are tuning in different places. We want to challenge everybody that we are seeking the truth. And let's keep it in an atmosphere of having grace towards one another as we continue to seek the truth. How many of you believe that maybe there's a war looming on the horizon between the United States, China, Russia, and this is what the Bible actually calls in Revelation one of the trumpet wars with a 200 million man army, given an absolute number? It's going to be an amazing time. So if you have any questions or comments before I move on into the Word, something you'd like to share, the telephone number you could call right now to come live on the broadcast and share your thoughts, whether you agree or disagree, is 818-369-0326. 818-369-0326. And when you call into the program, just press 1 on your dial pad. 1 on your dial pad. All right? And if you have some stellar information, let me know. Let me know. Kim's giving us a little chart out there that the X equals 10, doesn't it? And the V equals 5. There may be charts there. But again, what I would encourage everyone to do, I mean, I could do it right here on the computer and show you exactly what it says. I've done it. That's why I brought it out. That the number 666, go to the Greek concordance of Revelation 13. Look at that number, and there's a little concordance number. Just click on it, and it'll show you the Chi ZXI stigma. And again, I don't want to make too big of a deal about it. It's just of interest at this time. All right, so let's go to a phone call before I go any further. I'm going to get into the Revelation 13 here in just a little bit, but let me take a phone call coming in all the way from South Dakota. Here is a woman. This is Kathy, I'm pretty sure. And Kathy actually had the opportunity to host Dimitri Dudeman in her home. And he stayed with her for a period of time as he was doing conferences in the South Dakota area. And she knows that this man of God was exactly a man of God. And his vision that we just read, very powerful. But let's invite our sister Kathy to the program. Good morning, Kathy. God bless you. How are you today?
Good morning. Good. I just wanted to relate something. Last Friday, the group of people here decided to get together and have intercessory prayer because of the urgency in the spirit that the pastor felt here. And we did. Oh, God, help us. It was such deep intercession. It was groanings we could not even utter because of the destruction that God was showing by the Spirit. But when we prayed, it had to do with Russia and a first strike. If our country does this, it's not going to be good. And now you're bringing this out. We need to be very, very much in intercessory and prayer to know and inform people that we know will listen so they can be kept by the master's hand. Thank you.
Well, Kathy, wait a second. You're telling us right now that you and your intercessory team on Friday night were praying and you got a download from the Holy Spirit that Russia was about to present a first strike?
Yes. And we got names from and people that were there praying, and it was a Friday morning at 10:30. The pastor said, we got to pray, because he just called it immediately, and it was God. There was only 5 of us there, but it's very serious.
Yeah, it sounds very serious. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that information. God bless you. Okay, coming from South Dakota. So you hear now, we haven't communicated. I'm bringing this out. Wasn't going to be on the air today. Bringing this forth. I mean, there's a little controversy because I brought up XI. And again, my wife, I should have listened. She said, don't do anything until you know exactly. So no offense intended to anybody. We're not promoting anything other than just an interesting fact about the XI is the name of the premier in China. That's his name. It just happens to be the second name in 666. Okay. You search that out. It's the truth. We didn't make that up. It's interesting, if nothing else. But what Kathy just said is more important, that the intercessory prayer team up in South Dakota got some information from the Holy Spirit about an imminent first strike, and we're reading about it today. I mean, that's pretty amazing. But I want to get into a little bit of Bible study now, okay? Because remember, I began this broadcast by telling you 19 people were shot and killed up in Canada. Remember, I told you that this morning by a man who was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, 51-year-old dentist in the community that everybody liked because of what he did, family man. Well, he went on a rampage Saturday, and he killed 19 people, the worst mass shooting. We saw in Texas over the weekend that a man lured police officers and shot and killed them when he called for a domestic call. We're seeing protests begin to rise throughout the country in Minnesota, Michigan, Texas, in Virginia, all over the place. We're starting to see this thing rise. We said the next wave would be anarchy, and the anarchy would bring to civil disobedience, and there would be crimes committed. And again, this cannot be stopped if God is sending it. Okay, if God is sending it because he's already given opportunity for repentance and it was rejected, God will send his four sword judgments. The first is here, and the second is here coming. The third and fourth, we're now examining the possibility of war and then ultimately a lights out scenario. So why is this interesting? Let's go back to Revelation chapter 11, okay? We're going to do a little word search right now. And in Revelation let's begin in chapter 12, first of all. Now, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, it talks about, and let me just read it. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Verse 4 says, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon, which was a great red dragon, stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, all the way down to verse 7, Revelation 12, 7, we're talking about a great red dragon. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the great red dragon. I added the great red because that's the one being referred to. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Sounds like a spiritual conflict, an angelic battle going on in the second heaven as we understand it. Verse 9, the great dragon, which we know to be red, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast with him. All right, so here is something of a spiritual battle. The dragon, the great red dragon, is known as Satan himself, who deceives the world. But now he's cast out onto the earth, which means he takes on another form from the hidden spiritual view into a body here on earth. So he's got to manifest somewhere, this great red dragon known as the devil that deceives the whole world, right? Now, in verse 13 of Revelation chapter 12, and when the dragon, the great red dragon, saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And then verses 16 and 17, the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. All right, so here we have in Revelation 12, a great red dragon. We know it's the devil. We know it's Satan. We know he comes onto the earth. He's furious, and he begins a war with those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. We see him again in Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. And now understand, his mechanism of war is the beast of Revelation 13. But watch the positioning here. Revelation 13, 2 says, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion. Now, some people have looked at the leopard as Germany, the bear as Russia. That's their symbol today. Others have reminded that it goes back to the Islamic Medo-Persian Empire, and the leopard was Greece. So, you know, there's study to be done here. But nonetheless, it says his feet were the feet of a bear, his mouth is the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, the great red dragon, the dragon gave him, the beast, his power and his seat and great authority. Okay? And then when you stop and look at that, to me, it sounds, and again, I could be wrong in this, there's no doubt, but it could be right too. It sounds to me like the beast is a coalition because it's no longer separated. The beast is one now. So it could be a caliphate coming out of the Middle East like the Ottoman Empire once was, reformed, okay? Or it could be a coalition of European connections from Germany and Russia or whatever. But here, the dragon is giving it power. The dragon gives it power and his seat. He gives him a seat and great authority. To me, that sounds kind of like maybe the United Nations, for example, that the UN would give the beast a seat and power and authority. What does that look like? Who's the head of the United Nations? Where does this go? But let's talk about the dragon for just a moment, okay? I want to go all the way back to the book of Ezekiel. In Ezekiel chapter 29, Ezekiel chapter 29, and here's what it says in verse 3, okay, because we're going to let the Bible interpret itself, and we could even go further back, but this is a really good indicator of what I'm trying to say here. Ezekiel 29, verse 3, God tells the prophet Ezekiel, speak and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lies in the midst of his rivers, which has said, my river is my own, and I have made it for myself. So in Ezekiel 29:3, Pharaoh, the man of sin, the king, his territory is Egypt, is identified as the great dragon. Now, the only difference when you get to Revelation, now Egypt was the great dragon. By the time you get to Revelation, there's a great red dragon. It begins in a spiritual kind of battle. We know it's satanic. And when it makes landfall, it has to become some empire. The great red dragon is going to have authority to give power to the beast that is going to make war with those who have the commandments of God and keep the testimony of Jesus. What is the symbol of China today? Their symbol is a great red dragon. The symbol of China is a dragon. The symbol of Russia is a bear. Okay, and so just those two connections make it a plausible possibility that China will come to a place of power. And you can imagine if they go to war with the United States of America and we are taken out, that China will become the dominant one in the United Nations and in a global sense will give power to the beast. Is it the Islamic beast? Is it another kind of beast? Because Russia works with Iran, they're the Middle East, the caliphate that would rise, and the communist agenda, even though they are a million miles apart, ideologically speaking, they always come together like Herod and Pilate, who were enemies, but when they were about to kill Jesus, they became best friends, right? So there's something that's going to merge and rise here on earth that has satanic power behind it. So why do I share that thought with you? I share that with you because I believe that the article that I was just sharing with you about China going to war and Dmitry's vision with Russia and China coming together to take out the United States, it would be a righteous judgment of God upon the United States of America for the blasphemy that we have promoted, for the shedding of the innocent blood of over 90 million little babies, for the promotion of wickedness in our land. Yes, and the call to repentance for a generation is now gone unheeded because even today they're murdering babies, marrying men with men, and they're promoting the homosexual agenda in third grade schools. And we still have the insanity going on in a divided nation, which there is no doubt. So the righteous judgment of God in the four sword judgments, pestilence, famine, sword, and wild beast. And if you ever want to know what the wild beasts are, they are people. And you'll find it in Jude. You'll find it in 2 Peter. You'll find it in the prophets. These are people that will rob you of your children through all kinds of trickery, deceit. They will be known as false prophets. It's in the scriptures who these wild ass of a man is. Ishmael was a wild ass of a man. Okay, that's just one type. But there are many evil beasts that the scriptures talk about, and they will rob you of your children. We have evil beasts robbing us of children right now in the abortion industry, but this goes a little bit deeper. So this is my take. So what are your thoughts? We'd love to hear from you on this morning's radio broadcast. So the number to call, 818-369-0326. I went for an extra 30 minutes. We've got 30 minutes to have dialogue now. Okay. Do we have a biblical possibility that Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon, talks about a world empire at that time? But in the book of Revelation, in the last days, there'll be another dragon empire with a leader who has territory. Okay. And his mark, okay, is what we're kind of referring to. So, wow. Waiting for your call, 818-369-0326. It just all comes together so quickly, doesn't it? I mean, it just comes together so fast. And here we are suddenly. Is it to panic people? Is it to put fear? It's looking through a biblical lens of something that God says will come to pass. You look at that war, if we go back to Revelation, before the Great Tribulation comes, right? And so before the Great Tribulation comes with the dragon and the beast, okay, there has to be this war in Revelation chapter 9. And the war is very clear. It's known as the Sixth Trumpet War, okay? And I want to get it. And I'm gonna put this up on my screen just so I could watch it with you. I'm gonna kind of do this real quick. And so we're gonna look at the sixth angel. The sixth angel. And here's what it says. And this is in Revelation 9:13. In Revelation 9:13, let's look through it. The sixth angel sounded. Now, this would be in just a clear, simple diagram. A war that will take place before the Great Tribulation, where the great red dragon will have come to power to be able to give seat to a beast to continue the war globally against the saints. It says, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared, I love the accuracy, for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. So the accuracy of this prophecy is that there is a year, could be the year 2020, there is a month, it could be any one of the months, a day, and an hour. It is that precise in the economy of heaven. So God knows exactly the timing, and it will come forth. It has to manifest. God has decreed it. Now, it says they're going to kill a third part of the men, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, which is 200 million, and I heard the number of them. So you have to ask, what army in the world can boast 200 million man army? They're just the horsemen, right? Well, that could be either the entire Middle Eastern Islamic caliphate. That would have to be formed, and the whole Islamic reality would have to become reality. There's enough people to do that. But obviously, right now, presently, China has a 200 million man army, at least. Now, what does it say in verse 17? And thus I saw the horses in the vision and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. The heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. Now, you know that looks like rockets going out of their mouths, smoke and fire and brimstone. Those are jets, maybe. They are, you know, supersonic, powerful weapons of mass destruction, airplanes, whatever. But it's there. Verse 18. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. Wow. So what kind of an army is this? I mean, there's been people with different understandings. Some people thought this was cometary impact, asteroids, or meteorites. They've described it in that manner, and I think it's a pretty awesome description, quite frankly. Others have looked at it and said, well, this is obviously a 200 million man army, suggest a military strike and the weapons of mass destruction that John knew nothing about 2,000 years ago. And these visions fit the description of military machinery. Okay. And now this talk that's going on kind of blends. There's a blending here. And then it says in verse 20, the rest of the men which were not killed. So how many were killed? 1/3 of the population. So if there is 7 billion, let's just say 7 billion people on the planet today. Well, we look at a third of that, but here's an interesting factoid. Before this trumpet war, there has to be another depopulation event that the Bible talks about in Revelation chapter 6 that takes a quarter of the population. And I'll read that in just a moment. In Revelation chapter 6, the population agenda, the depopulation agenda that God spoke about that would come takes a quarter of the earth. So what would be a quarter of 7 billion people? I think it's 1.75 billion. That is 1.75 billion because 1.75, I think this is the right number, and 1.75 is 3.5 billion, okay? And then if there's 7 billion, so we have a quarter, 1.75 billion people, according to Revelation chapter 6, that will be killed by a particular plague that will come from the fourth horseman, the rider on the pale or the greenish colored horse. Okay, my particular understanding about that is that the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the light green horse are the colors of Islam. And there may be a war in the Middle East where they'll be employed to take out 1.75 billion people, which would reduce the population to a smaller number, obviously, that by the time you get to Revelation 9 and a third of the population is taken out, and by the time you reduce it, you're left with, if my math was correct, 3.5 billion people on the planet. So in other words, before the Great Tribulation comes to control the world, there has to be this kind of warfare to break things and to give that global satanic power an ability to control the world. Now, the Bible doesn't say that these wars and these fourth horse rider events are the only time people die. People are dying all the time, 150 million every year, I think. I forget the number. But a lot of people are dying every day around the world through one mechanism or another. Well, people are being born into the earth as well. But there's less people being born into the earth. More people are dying than people are being born into it. So a lot of population control agendas going on around the world, lots of them. And yet the Bible tells us by the time we get to the Great Tribulation, half the population is gone. And a war with China, with the nuclear weapons, and Russia, and the United States, and whatever else is going to come alongside of this war, the Bible predicts it. The Bible predicts it. So what are your thoughts about this? Are we moving in the right direction? Any thoughts? Angelina Perez is saying there has to be chaos. Pandemic is a warm-up. I agree with that. So some good conversations going on. Yes, the war is result of the Holy Spirit moving in God's two witnesses. The dragon slayers you mentioned on Friday. I love the dragon slayers. That's why we're not afraid of the conversation. Hey, waiting for your call, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your comments. Maybe you have another take on the issue. Today, it's Monday. All these things are rushing together. The first time I read that article that I read to you was today on the air. I knew the source, and I'm going to share that source with you, Lord willing, before I get off the air. And there were a number of sources within the article, and I know the individual that presented it. What I loved about it, which I didn't know, was that the Dmitry Dudamin vision of China and Russia supported the article. And I don't think that's just a forcing of things together. Waiting for your call. It's now 10:10. We've got about 20 minutes left in the broadcast. What do you think? What do you say? What is your thought about this? Please understand that this radio broadcast and this video broadcast is intended to hear the voice of many waters, okay? And it's not just everybody saying, I agree, I agree, I agree, I agree. No, it's the idea of me presenting information through a biblical lens, seeking to understand and interpret the signs of the times. That's my job. That's my assignment, to look through the biblical lens at the signs of the times and give interpretation. And so that's what we're doing. And we're taking these articles and reports and looking at them. What do you say? What are your thoughts? I see a lot of agreement on the on Facebook and on YouTube. I mean, only one individual was a bit disturbed about the key Z stigma thing. It's really there. And so they should look at that. But besides that, we seem to be doing good. But we've got a phone number right here. We could get your voice. We would love to hear from you about your thoughts about an upcoming war with China, Russia, and the United States of America. Do you see that in the wheelhouse? Do you see that as a possibility of one of the four sword judgments coming to the land? Do you see it lining up with the Word of God, of the depopulation events that the Word of God talks about before we get to the Great Tribulation? I mean, there could be a war right now with Russia, China, the United States, and many of us would go right through it. We would just slide into it, and then there would be changes, the continuity of government if D.C. is taken out by a nuclear bomb. I mean, there are people that are going to go through, but what is going to happen? What's going to come to power? Are we that close? Is it possible that this is the time that Jesus said, get ready for the endurance race? This is what we've been preparing people for a very long time. Let's take this call once again, coming in from 605. Are you still on the air with us, Ken or Kathy? Good morning.
This is Kathy.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, Vincent, as you are ministering and bringing out these different things that the Holy Ghost has brought forth to the other gentleman, and then with Demetrius, now, there must be a massive amount of people out there. They are either untaught from what the Bible teaches, because now when you go to Revelations, and I even have this question myself, in Revelation 6, it talks very explicitly, in 6:8, the verse, it says, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him, and the power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. Now, this has not happened in the whole earth. And this is going to happen, so we have to believe this, correct?
Yeah, but did you notice what you just read? It says that he will have power was given to him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and with the beast of the earth. There again, the four sore judgments of God that Ezekiel talked about in type and shadow being fulfilled. And by the way, death and hell are referred to in the book of Isaiah, that Israel made a covenant with death and hell. If you go back to that, which is that Middle Eastern quote unquote peace treaty, they made a covenant of peace, but it will not stand. And that was with hell and death. And the writer here, obviously, in my understanding of scripture, is definitely an Islamic beast that is empowered by a communist dragon. And the other, you know, religious aspects of that will be known as well. But yeah, that's what it says. I mean, it's right there. I think you brought up an excellent point.
So we have to take heed to the word of God and then to the prophets that are speaking in the earth today.
Yeah. So I would.
America.
Yeah. What happened to you? What happened to you? All right. So, Kathy, you're right on with that thought, and I appreciate you calling in. But, folks, we need to hear your voice. 818-369-0326. Just go and then call. Press 1. I'll bring you in. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear what you have to say. And whatever you have to share, it's okay. We'll work it through. Okay, so while we're in this pause at 10:15 this morning, while we're in this pause, there's some really good comments going on in the chat room. I appreciate those comments. Someone said Christopher Green had a vision regarding today and tomorrow. So, yeah, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot. So where do I focus my attention? Here's what I would like to say in my final comments in today's broadcast. What do we do with this information? And I'll tell you what we shared with our congregation over the weekend. I believe, what we preach, this is a time for the cleansing of the heart. This is the time. We could have all the knowledge in the world about end time prophecy and have not love, and it means nothing. I'm telling you, for the eternal reality, because maybe people are going to be martyred at this time. People are going to be taken out in persecution, like the 19 people in Canada that were shot and killed going to the grocery store by a madman, right? So anybody could leave this planet at any time. And the idea is to make sure that our heart is clean, our conscience is clear, and that we have some good understanding with the Lord. I'm going to take a call coming in from 479-715 and say, good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Oh, we lost that call. Okay. Let's take another one here. I believe 605-695. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Hello. Anybody there? Okay. I think we went out on that call as well. So again, yeah, someone's asking what sort of vision, David, did Christopher have? So the heart is the key to success. And our hearts must be cleaned up at the altar, the Holy of Holies. The inwardmost part of our existence is where all the worldly affections, where all the human Adamic nature attitudes need to be cleansed. And we were sharing with our congregation over the weekend that the cleansing of the heart, one of the best ways to cleanse the heart is to confess our sins. Confession is a cleansing agent. God will send holy fire into his temple. You are the temple of the living God. And God will not share his temple with idols. God will not share his temple with unclean thoughts and imaginations. All of that has to be cleaned up. God's temple can no longer give excuse to the uncleanness of the heart. We've been talking about the difference between the soul man and the spiritual man. We talked about how the soul man is a sensual, carnal, self-serving, and even very religious. And the soul and the spirit are so closely united, you can't tell the difference. And a lot of people operate out of the sensual, soulical, devilish wisdom that is so much a counterfeit to the spirit man. And what I believe is that the spirit man, woman, they are moved and led by the Holy Spirit as the Spirit leads. They hardly ever think about things. They're just led. They speak out of the Spirit. They walk out of the Spirit. They live out of the Spirit. They are led by the Spirit of God. And while that is a definition of the huios, the mature sons and daughters of God, the technon little babies are learning how to do that. They go in and out. They blurp out something once in a while, and they go right back into the flesh again. But eventually what God is looking for in these last days are some sons and daughters who have matured because they have cleansed their hearts, and now they can hear the Spirit of God in their innermost being and be led by that Spirit. It doesn't matter how much prophecy we know. It doesn't matter about, you know, I give all my goods to the poor and I allow myself to be burned at the stake. If there's not love, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So this is our conversation about how you and I, as Christian men and women, believers in Jesus Christ, prepare ourselves to walk through this time so that whether we live or whether we die, we will awaken to eternal life. We've been warning people. Again, on Saturday night, I read the five books of James, 2 Peter chapter 2 and 3, and Jude. I shared 8 chapters with our church on Saturday evening and showed them the apostolic doctrine and the true heart of the apostles to make ready a people and to have them learn to guard the treasure of their salvation because the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. We talked about the urgency of the gospel. And I think you would do well to read all of James, 2 Peter chapter 2 and 3, and all of Jude. And let the Holy Spirit reveal to you. I read it out of the New Living Translation for the first time. I'm always reading King James. But I thought, well, to do that, that's going to take some time. I've got a call coming in from area code 325. Good morning. God bless you. Could it possibly be my friend Glenda?
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah, from Texas. How are you today?
I'm listening to you, and I think you're kind of spot on with what's going on. But fear not, the Lord is with us.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Fear not. Fear not.
Fear not.
All right, so how are things going in Texas? What are you guys looking at? What are you seeing?
We're seeing fighting among everybody in this country. There's wars and rumors of wars, and there are wars. People are shooting each other. You know, it's in prophecy.
Yeah. People just go around shooting people today, like the old West, right? But again, what we're looking at is the glimmers, the previews of the next wave of anarchy, right? And and criminal conduct. There it is. God's word again is proving to be true.
Well, I wish more churches would preach out of Revelation, you know, but they don't.
Yeah.
And most people don't have a clue. That is evident in the fact when the virus came about, it was a panic.
Right. And many people got afraid, and everybody started cooperating for a time, and they washed their hands, social distance, locked themselves in their houses. But now they're getting a little stir crazy. And now, in order to come out, you got to get tested. And, you know, where does that actually lead? So something has happened. I keep thinking something has been implemented. And as I read that article today, I could see the implementation of the art of war once again coming to the shores of America. Wow. I wonder if they're going to get into the
gut. I believe this, Pastor Vincent. America is under judgment.
For sure.
Because
for sure.
Of all the babies that have been killed, and they're teaching young people, you're a girl and you want to be a boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole thing. So there's people that have to stand up. And you're right. Some of us are going to die.
That's right. And some are going to be alive and remaining because
that's
immediately
right.
After the tribulation, the Lord is going to come and he's going to gather together a people who have endured to the end of that great tribulation. There's no doubt about it. You're right on. Well, thank you. You guys are awesome.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. I love that. I love that. You know, they're saying right now that, all right, it's a mandatory. There will be plenty of Texans that will not go for it. So they're talking about vaccinations that are going to be forced on people. That's going to be – you watch the unnerving that comes if they try to force vaccinations, right? Sorry, sir, you can't come into the store if you don't have a vaccination. No, you can't get on the plane if you don't have a vaccination. No, you can't come to the work office and do your job without a vaccination slip, right? I mean, that's not going to go very well. Mamma mia.
Well, I the last time I went to the doctor, which was a long time ago, they asked me, "Have you had your flu shot?" I mean, I just looked at him. I said, "I know what's in those flu shots. I've never had one, and I'm never going to get one." And he said, "Why not?" I said, "Because they're to kill."
Yeah.
So many of my parents, when they were alive, they went down like sheep, and they got their flu shot, and it ended up killing them.
Yeah. Well, what a perfect time, and that's tragic. You hear that all the time. What a perfect time if a population rebels against vaccinations and things get out of hand. What a way to quell the internal violence than a great third world war, to break nations and to bring a dominant power to begin to enforce things like the mark of the beast in Revelation chapter 13. And you could just see everything sliding in that direction, and that we would happen to be the generation that's going to fulfill a 2,000-year-old prophecy. And I would just like to ask everybody out there, if I may, you know, I asked last, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday last week, if anybody wanted me to talk about the pre-tribulational rapture, and I did, and for 2 hours I laid that doctrine forth. And if somebody wants me to go back into teaching the book of Revelation, starting in chapter 1, verse 1, and go all the way through, if you all want to do that, we could certainly do that. And Glenda, that's what you mentioned. You know, not enough people are teaching the book of Revelation. I personally love it and believe that God has revealed some things, and I would love to go back there if people want that to happen.
Well,
praise God.
We pray for everybody out here, because most people out here are Democrats. And, you know, we just love them and try to talk to them about what really is going on.
Yeah, we're marching.
I'm gonna let you know, Pastor Benson, and we love you, and don't be afraid.
I know you do. God bless you. No, we totally agree. Thank you, Glenda, for calling in from Texas. Wonderful, wonderful family. I could talk on their behalf forever. Just great people. All right, so it's 10:27. We're winding down. We're winding down. So, oh, good. I would love for you to teach Revelation from the beginning. You got it. We'll do it. We'll start it tomorrow. How about that? We'll do a Revelation study, and then as other news reports come in that line up with the Word of God, we'll bring them forth. I'll start tomorrow I'm going to show you the simplest views of the book of Revelation. I think it's so powerfully wonderful. We'll do that tomorrow. Again, there's good conversation out there, and keep searching. Keep your head in the heavens. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Keep your heart clean and everything that you do. Be led by the Spirit, because those who are led by the Spirit are the sons and daughters of God, and He's going to navigate you through this storm. I guarantee that. If you're led by the Spirit of God, don't get off track. Let that Passover angel bring you to the prepared place that God has for you, that you're going to reach your destiny by the end of the year. I mean, there's some prophetic promises, ladies and gentlemen, particularly those of you who have come in, and I'm seeing, coming live from Australia. Gavin, we just ran out of time. We've been on for an hour and a half today. Maybe tomorrow you could call in and chat. He's got some incredible information all the way from Australia. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You make it special, guys, and we appreciate. Well, tomorrow, you know, I know there's a lot of views out there in Revelation. Really good view. I think you're going to like it. All right. So we're going to start that tomorrow. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1, and we'll just let it go from there. And we're going to lay foundation that I think is going to be very, very helpful. All right. So that's it. I want to say, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Make sure you press the subscribe button. If you're out there, that's what they tell you to do. I don't even know what that means, but just go ahead and do it if you want to. And thank you for your support. There's a way that you can always give your support to this ministry, and it's up on the screen right now. One of the best ways is by sending an offering or a gift to 41088 Omega or nwmglobal.org. And for those of you that have, we pray multiplied blessings upon your giving, that God will press it down, shake it together, and overflowing shall be. He'll open the windows of heaven over your tithe and your offering, and God will bless you and meet your spiritual needs as well as your physical financial needs in Jesus' name. But that's the way to do it. We'll see you tomorrow. Right now, OmegaRadio.org. That's OmegaRadio.org. There's a roundtable discussion going on with Patricia Joy Xavier. Shalom, everybody. God bless until tomorrow.